Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Lee, who has gout.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing, Lee?
Not bad, really good. For a young lad. But I've been up since, well, I was awake at 4 o'clock still watching TV. I've got, I think I've got a touch of gout in my foot.
Oh dear, tell me more.
Well, yesterday we had company for lunch, so I made a Thai meal with king prawns and all that, and I did a fried rice dish with shrimp in.
Mm.
And then last night, boom, boom, the throbbing came on, you know, and I'm used to it. I've had it for years, but I take a tablet for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say maybe once a year it might flare up a bit.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, that tomorrow I'm off to Centre Parks with the family. Mm-hmm. And I'm only been nagging up there.
Yeah, so, understandably. Okay. Okay. It's all about the toe.
Yeah. It's yeah. Left toe, big toe, and it's not there all the time. It's just a throb in the background, and then every 5 minutes or so, a stabbing pain.
Okay.
And you know, I'm used to it off years ago. I know what it is. I think.
So almost certainly gout from your expectation. That's what you're thinking it probably is. Okay. Can I check, is there any other issue that you're planning to raise today?
Well, while I'm here,
mm-hmm.
this shoulder went off in November.
Mm.
It was like November 5th, bonfire night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was putting timber on the bonfire for the kids. Mm-hmm. And the next day, my shoulder was in agony. So I suffered a bit and took painkillers. I didn't go away, so I came down and I saw one of the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Hassami, wasn't
that? That was him.
Yeah.
And he said it would probably go away within about 6 weeks.
Mm.
And, you know, I've rested up. I've been to Australia for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the sun and that.
Mm.
And I was in agony. I just happened to mention it to this Chinese businessman who I deal with out there. And he gave us these Chinese herbal tablets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. It went. The next day it was gone.
Okay.
Of course, not anymore, and it's gone back.
Okay.
So maybe, I know it's arthritis, he said, but before I couldn't even do that. I couldn't get my arm.
Yeah.
So I'm still manoeuvrable, but it's still there. Like.
Still painful, but not all the time.
Well, it's...
What's it stopping you from doing?
Nothing really.
No.
It's just painful.
Okay. Have you found anything else in this part of the world that works for it? Can I check you're not using anything that might be not so safe for you? You're not using any anti-inflammatory painkillers persistently or consistently?
Oh, no. I don't like taking tabs to start with because I take plenty.
Yeah. So we need to be cautious about that to treat gout and also for your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, worst case scenario with the shoulder, you've got no problems with your breathing and no pains in your chest? No? Okay. So you think it was a muscular thing?
I get things as a pains in my joints.
Yeah. No swollen joints?
No, not swollen.
And the gout only ever affects this big toe?
Aye.
Yeah, always the same one, is it?
Aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You take a tablet to help you when your gout comes on. What do you take?
Ibuprofen.
Yeah, okay.
Well, last night we didn't have any, so I took paracetamol.
Yeah.
I took two first, and then I took another two when I did go to bed around about 4:15 this morning. That's it. I've not had any more today.
Okay. Can I check with you, have we ever talked about the pros and cons of the different types of treatment that we've got for acute gout with you?
I don't think so, but I did a job in Africa, but oh God, it must be 10 years ago or more, and I ended up in hospital when I came back with my knee.
Mm.
Just swelled right up and drew the fluid off the gout, you know.
And that was gout, yeah.
And
what treatment did you have for the gout apart from?
Well, they put me on a tablet.
Yeah. So you're on allopurinol, which is a preventative treatment.
Yes.
But what do you normally take apart from? You just take ibuprofen whenever gout comes back up.
Yeah.
To be fair, your blood pressure has been well controlled, and we've been relatively happy with that.
Uh-huh.
But because you're on treatment for your blood pressure, then it's not the best treatment because it puts your blood pressure up. We could offer you something safer.
Oh, well.
So we'll come back to that. So what were your thoughts about what you were hoping I would do for you today?
arms just weren't painkiller really.
Something that'd be effectively gout pain. Okay. But were you looking for something that would help with your shoulder at the same time?
No, that was just by the by.
That's a by the by. So maybe we could talk about options for you with regards to the shoulder, but we're mostly focusing on the gout.
Yeah.
Okay. Worst case scenario, were you thinking of anything else? Not really. No, okay. Domestic arrangements, you mentioned you're off this weekend and you're going to Centre Park with your family.
Some daughter for them.
Yeah.
I'm getting the...
And that's her, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, and the two granddaughters go up with us, you know.
Yeah. Who's at home with you?
My wife.
Yeah. Okay. What would she like me to do for you today?
Probably, well, she didn't know till she got up this morning. I said, oh, I've got gout. She says, never. I said, I have. Because it's
just fix you so you can get to Centre Park. So what sort of things do you do when you cross there?
Well, I like walking, you know. I get out into the woods and then I do a bit of walking around.
So it's important that we get you as mobile as we can, particularly because you're going to be there with your family. Well, who's the youngest?
Well, Jenny's 9 and Lucy's 10. One to my son and one to my daughter.
Yeah. So it's important that you're mobile, isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. They like the swimming, so they're in the pool all the time.
Yeah. Can I check, you've had no fever at all, not feeling unwell in yourself, and we're going to prioritise that too. Why don't we take a peek at it for you? We've done your weight relatively recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
We got you at 114 kilograms, so maybe that's something that we could touch upon. Are you getting support from our diabetes team?
Janet sees me on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's not agony.
Yeah. Well, it's very typical for you that this turns into gout unless we deal with it quickly, isn't it?
That's tomorrow.
You'll know about it. Okay, put yourself back together. It doesn't seem to be anything else, and I think it's reasonable to treat it at the first suggestion as gout. Shall I give you a safer option rather than the ibuprofen?
If you want.
Is that all right?
Well, yeah, I think as long as I'm getting looked after, I don't care.
Okay. I'm not going to do your blood pressure either because you're having that looked after by Janet and she's targeting your weight. Yeah. But can I ask you perhaps to talk with Janet after you've listened to our website about weight and about diabetes? And so we see if we can help you with that. Yeah. Is that okay?
Well, I went to Weight Watchers, 18 months ago. I got down to 110.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I got weighed this morning and I was 119.
What's happened?
And I've been to Australia and Singapore with all my friends.
Okay. High living?
Wine and dining. And,
Is alcohol an issue generally?
Nah, I don't drink a lot really.
No, okay. Could that be part of what's going on with the gout?
This time I don't.
You've not missed any of your albuminol at all?
Oh no, I don't miss.
And have we tested your blood test recently just to check that we're hitting the mark with your targets?
Yeah, I got it done not too long ago.
And that was okay, was it?
I got it done okay.
Well, if you're consistently repeatedly getting more of the gout episodes, we may review the dose of the allopurinol and come back to that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to recommend a treatment for your gout, okay? It's called colchicine. Have you ever used it before? Have you heard of it before? So it's an effective treatment that works consistently well with the majority of people that get gout.
All right.
If you take it in too high a dose, it might make you nauseated or cause diarrhea. So we just recommend that you restrict it to one tablet twice a day whenever the gout's there. You can use it as a preventative treatment too, but we tend mostly to confine it just to using it if we're increasing your dose of allopurinol, just to make sure that as we're increasing the dose of allopurinol, that you're not prone to another episode of gout. So for treatment, one tablet twice a day, and usually 10 days worth is more than enough.
Right.
Okay. So take it while you've still got any suggestion of symptoms, and then until the symptoms are gone for 3 or 4 days, and then you can stop it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But what about the allopurinol?
I would keep on the allopurinol. It's important that your allopurinol is consistent and you're using it all the time.
Okay.
So don't stop and start it. But if you're finding you're having frequent episodes of gout, then we really ought to be reviewing whether that's the right dose for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. I haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah.
And okay. I knew exactly when it came on. I thought, oh, the prawns. I knew. Because I steer clear of them a bit.
So diet's important.
Yeah.
Also, alcohol can be important and dehydration can be important. So there may be aspects of your diet and
I don't drink a lot of water even.
You don't think it was anything to do with your trip to Australia? How long have you been back now?
I got back a week Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. So some lifestyle changes while you were travelling as well, I guess.
Yeah.
because sometimes when you're on a flight, you can be prone to getting a bit dehydrated as well.
And in Singapore, you know, I've worked there for 30 years, years now as a BS and traveling all over the Pacific. And I've got lots of colleagues and ex business associates out there, and they spoiled me and my wife like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
And maybe that's.
Do we need to explore any more information about what you need to know about your gout?
No.
You're quite happy to be able to access information if you are interested in this. Uh-huh. One of the resources that you might think about using is patient.info. But I'm going to talk about our website at the moment, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And our website has got some audio material that could be helpful for you with regard to your choices as a patient with diabetes.
Right.
And it could be helpful when it comes to your choices in terms of helping you with your weight loss, because clearly it's gone up a bit. And that ties in with your diabetes.
Yeah.
And if we can help you with your weight, often your diabetes is much less of a problem. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you this prescription today.
Right.
And I do want you to carry on with the allopurinol.
Right.
If that on its own is not sufficient, then we may think about adding in the ibuprofen. You can buy that over the counter, but I don't recommend that you use ibuprofen much because of your risk of it causing your blood pressure to go up. And it can irritate the stomach as well. So when you're using ibuprofen, then take it after food. But if you've got really bad gout, take three of your over-the-counter ibuprofen tablets, which is a total of 600 milligrams, three times a day, in addition to this one. But this is safer for you.
Right, good.
All right. I'll give you two courses. You've got one to use now and one to use if you're getting another episode, so at least you've got them to hand, if you're travelling. All right.
Well, I've retired now. You know, I retired in May. Mm-hmm. But I used to be away every 3 or 4 weeks. I would be away for maybe 5 weeks, travelling all over the...
Sound like you still do a lot of travelling though, doesn't it?
Well, I've got over a million air miles.
So you've got to get credit for them, All right.
And then with those, you get the hotel free. And
That sounds quite nice.
The airport tax.
Well, if you need to offload any air miles, that is no way. So there you go. So that's gone straight through to your pharmacist, I think. So
yes,
Tim, you're linked up electronically. So if you pick it up from him, take it twice a day. And if it's not having an impact and it's absolutely throbbing, by all means, you can take ibuprofen, but for a short period as you can get away with.
Okay.
And if you ever find that you've got black tarry poo or persistent upper tummy pain, think about bleeding from your stomach and we need to see you urgently.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Great. That's gone straight through. Okay. Questions?
No? Done deal. Very good.
All right.
Thanks for the info and the
help. No trouble. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.